On Wednesday, Dallas-based Energy Transfer Equity said it's going to terminate its merger with Tulsa-based Williams Companies. Williams is one of the largest employers in the state, and a lot of people were worried about jobs moving or being eliminated outright if that merger went through. But there is still a lot of uncertainty, and here to try to answer some of those questions is Adam Brooks. He's the managing editor of the Journal Record newspaper and joins me each Friday to talk about some of the week's business stories. Adam, city and civic leaders held a news conference Wednesday about the merger, and even though you're not really going to hear it in his voice, the Tulsa Regional Chamber's president, Mike Neal, was elated.
We have maintained from day one that this deal did not make good sense. Either for the companies involved, their shareholders, their employees, and certainly not for the city of Tulsa and the state of Oklahoma.
But this issue isn't really that cut and dry. Earlier this week, you and I were trading text messages back and forth, and one of the first things you said to me was, "But man, this is complicated." And I think I counted 8 periods in that ellipses. And what you told me was that there were offers, rejections, another offer, and then lawsuits on top of lawsuits. There's a lot to unpack here. Take me through this deal.
Right. This starts about a year ago in June of 2015 when Energy Transfer Equity made a bid for Williams Companies. Williams Companies at the time said no, but that it might take other offers. By September, just a couple months later, they had come to terms with Energy Transfer Equity. And this deal was really big. It would create the fifth largest energy company in the world, I believe the third largest in North America. You know, whenever we report these big deals, we always say, oh, it's supposed to close, it's subject to terms. And I don't think anybody really realized how complicated this one would get. There were just a host of problems. Some of the big ones were that Energy Transfer issued a bunch of new stock so that it could finance the deal. Maybe the biggest issue is that because of the change in the industry with energy prices being so low, it really changed what this deal was worth. Initially, they thought it would save essentially $2 billion a year. Recent filings, that value had dipped to $126 million a year. That's a drop of well over 90%.
And just a week ago, a high-ranking judge in Delaware, which is where a lot of companies across the country file their articles of incorporation because of the corporate law expertise in that state, they said the ETE's accountants acted in good faith as they analyzed the deal's tax status. Your reporter, Sarah Terry Kobo, who's been following the story and really keeping a close eye on it, she said that's a condition of the merger. So what exactly happened there?
Right. Like I said, this was a big point of contention between them because it lowers the value for Williams shareholders. But part of the judge's decision was that Energy Transfer made a good faith effort to honestly assess the tax situation, but then their opinion changed. It came down to, could they issue a new opinion that said it was going to be tax-free in time? There couldn't. And a lot of this is about a battle over breakup fees. These deals include penalties if somebody backs away, and nobody wants to pay the penalty, and each company probably wants to collect a big fee from their nearly partner.
So what does happen now? Is this deal officially dead?
It is. Now, some people might have heard that Williams shareholders approved the deal on Monday. That's moot now since Energy Transfer has backed out, and the judge says they have the right to back out with no penalty. Williams says it's going to appeal that decision. As I said, there's possibly this breakup fee. They've already had to settle one shareholder lawsuit over this. They might be trying to avoid other shareholder lawsuits by saying they did everything they could to keep this deal together.
And I know the business community in Tulsa is really happy about this. We heard from the Chamber's president, Mike Neal, a minute ago, and outgoing Mayor Dewey Bartlett was also at that news conference yesterday.
The reason that we're so honed in on a company like Williams and any other company that has a major presence in Tulsa, they bring the capability of investing hundreds of millions of dollars into this community.
So on a broader level, is this going to set a precedent? Will companies be more cautious about merging, or is this a unique situation?
It's hard to say because there aren't going to be many mergers that would approach this scale, and obviously law from big cases affects smaller ones. That's why companies have lawyers. That's why lawyers make a lot of money to settle these things out. A lot of the focus really is on how good this is for Tulsa. There was that fear of losing the jobs, which is something that came up after the deal was announced. And Williams is an important company in Tulsa. They are big in philanthropy. They employ a lot of people. They've been there 30, 40 years. There's all the investment in that. So I think overall, you know, communities are always going to be scared about things, but until energy prices really rebound, then people are going to be looking to wait for ways to save money, and that could mean more deals.
I've been talking with Adam Brooks from the Journal Record about Williams Company's merger with Energy Transfer Equity, which appears to be dead, at least for now. Adam, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.